ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, big spring game coming up on Saturday for Michigan Tech football. We always look forward to that. I know the players do more than us even because they can't wait to hit out there. Spring game will be 1 o'clock Sherman Field. Wes Fromm is in our studio on the Huskies Drive Time on this Tuesday morning. And it is a special time of year for the Michigan Tech football team, Wes.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's been a while since that playoff game back in November. And they finally get a chance to get out there and go live and you know, go 100%. And so it's good for them to get a chance to do that and get their last practice in before next fall camp begins, you know, early August. So here we are, you know, it's winding down the end of the semester, only a few weeks left of classes and then finals, and then students will be dispersing for the summer. So good time, and probably the best forecast for a spring game that I can remember in a long time, Dirk.
Yeah, last year was miserable, right? And
I think the year before that we didn't have it.
Right.
It's been a while since we've had good weather for the spring game, and 60 and sunny sounds pretty good to me.
It does, and a lot of changes, obviously, for the Michigan Tech football team as far as some of the big players that have left, but a lot of guys that are coming back with some very good experience. And Coach Curley doesn't rebuild, he just reloads, really. I mean, it really is the truest of the statement, I think.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to talk to Coach here in a minute about his team. And, of course, lots of other things going on. Dirk, our tennis team got their second win of the season on Saturday at Lake Superior State, so a big win for them. They'll be back in action this weekend. Our track teams are in action. They were down. Some of them went to Platteville. Some of them went over to Collegeville, Minnesota. Good results out of there. 4 school records fell. And it seems like every week we've got school records going down and a lot of top 10 performances. So obviously they're doing the right things as well.
Yeah, like Joe Hagemiller said, 10 runners or whatever and 10 personal best.
Yeah,
or something
right.
Like that. I mean, you
can't
ask for much more.
Yeah, you can't ask for anybody to run better than they've ever run before. So, yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've got Huskies Drive Time moving along. When we come back, we'll be talking about football here on Mix 93. Right now, weather brought to you by Superior Service.
Cowie split wide right. In the slot is Root. Handoff goes up the middle. Michelson dives across the line. Touchdown! Scarlett's going to have heat. He has the throw. Has a man across the middle. Caught! Touchdown! Anthony Root! Touchdown, Huskies!
Michigan Tech football having their annual intra-squad spring game this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Sherman Field. Coach Curley is on with us right now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Dirk.
I know that Rolling Stones music gets you going, blood pumping a little bit.
Yeah, you know what they say, if it's too loud, you're too old.
That's right. And you are neither.
Not
too loud or too old. Hey, big game coming up, and I know the guys are really excited about this. And Wes and I, as you probably heard, we're talking about finally getting some nice weather in the spring. How different has that made this spring as far as getting out and practicing, Coach?
Well, we set a schedule of when our practices are, and then we have some alternative dates, you know, early, that if it's nice after spring break that we would go outside. Well, the last 3 years, you know, we haven't gotten to any of those dates. This year we got outside 3 times before we were actually scheduled to start our spring. So I think we've had 1 practice that we've gone indoors. Everything else has been outdoors.
How about the field conditions? Obviously, you get that plowed off early, and it stays, you know, as long as it doesn't snow a bunch, you guys have been able to be on it. But just talk about the advantage that gives you.
Well, you know, it's great. And, you know, shout-out should go to Pete Pelizzaro and Jared Ledgerwood with our grounds people. They get it squared away for us, you know, get it plowed, usually during spring break. And then, you know, they can get it down to about an inch or two, and then all I need is about, a day or two of good 40-degree weather, and then you can actually practice. You know, I look back the last 3 or 4 springs. If we didn't have the turf, I don't know if we would have ever gotten outdoors in the spring.
How about how's the team been doing? Obviously, a lot of changes, especially at quarterback, but you lost a good senior class there, a lot of defensive backs, you know, your tailback, your quarterback. How are you guys progressing during the spring practices?
Well, we're making enough mistakes that, you know, people lose sleep and all that stuff, Wes. But, you know, overall, I guess I'm quite pleased with the way that we've transformed. We've got 3 young people working at quarterback. We're pretty much rotating all three of those and giving them a chance. We're doing the same thing at tailback. We've got some really, we think, very, young athletic people in our secondary, so they're getting a lot of work. So, it's not a refined, project, and we're not ready to play our opener yet. But as far as the progress we made, I guess I'm quite pleased.
Coach, as far as the offense goes, is our receiving core the most veteran, most experienced coming in here this season?
Well, if we would have had everybody back, but, we've taken – arguably one of our best receivers in Brandon Cowie, and he's now playing quarterback, so that takes a starter out of your thing. And one of our seniors, Anthony Root, has not practiced at all this spring, so that's another one. And so we have had a lot of young people getting some work there.
How about Cowie? Obviously, you recruited him as a quarterback. He moved over, played wide receiver. How has that helped him be a better quarterback, having played receiver for the last couple of years?
Well, he understands, the other half of it, where the route's going to be and how to get open and coverage and all that stuff. But he's always had a great awareness of, of what we're trying to do with our package. And, he's fit in, took a day or two, I think a little bit rusty, throwing the football outside the first couple practices. But since then, he's been fine.
So are you, is there a number one guy right now, Coach, or even if there is, you wouldn't tell us, or what's the situation?
Well, right now, Brandon has been in our one huddle probably the majority of the time. It was fair to him. It wasn't, I did not feel it was fair to have a young person that was, proven that he's a starter and all that, and then, have him move to a position and put him in a two or a three huddle. But he was also told, and the other young people were told, that it was going to be an open competition. And I think we've tried to rotate all three quarterbacks and give them equal opportunity, and try to give them as close to equal number of repetitions as we can to allow us to evaluate and see if this is the best move for our football team.
Well, I know it's a long way from the season still, but if Brandon is the number one quarterback, does that allow you to possibly use some more of those trick plays where somehow he gets out there and catches passes?
Well, we will probably, with him and Isaiah and Jake's ability to run, we will probably, there'll be more of a third down situation where we've, in the last two or three years, if it got to third and medium or so, we were probably about 80-90% pass, where, now we've got some plays that we've put in for them, with their ability to run, that we probably might get that down to more like a 50% chance that we may run the football on a third and four or five.
How about on defense, Coach? A lot of seniors in your secondary, but you got a lot of returning players as well. Obviously, the local connection with Brett Gervais and some other guys back there. But what are you seeing, especially at corner? I know we lost our starting two corners there.
Well, both Roth and Deshaun, graduated. Cedric Jones, who rotated with Roth, is back. Antoine Curtis is back. We've got some young people that have really stepped up and had good springs. Jalen Williams Boone, Manny Kirkland, Spencer Froming is a returner. So we feel good there. We've got some young people that we like that are very, very, very athletic. And now it's just getting them enough repetitions in game situations where they feel comfortable.
How about special teams? Obviously, you lost your kicker. You got your punter back. Talk about where we're at there.
Well, we will recruit. We'll sign. We've signed two, and we're trying to bring in a third kicker. And then, of course, we've got Ryan Van Gotham back as our punter. So, we feel we're in pretty good shape there.
As far as the spring game, what do you expect to be the format for the game?
Well, it's the same as always. We will Friday afternoon, we will let the seniors draft it. We'll pick a couple captains, one on each side of the ball for each team, and let them talk their trash and make their bets and think they're Kevin Costner in the movie and see where that transpires. And then we turn it over to them. Saturday, I've always said that's for them. They've worked hard. We've got two practices left. When that's done, Saturday belongs to them, and hopefully they get some good weather that they can enjoy it.